The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. I hope we're live. It took a couple of seconds for Rumble to go live, but it seems that we are live now. Russ Chifley is asking, who had the better harem, Harry Sisson or Stick Sexton Hammer? Both fairly perverted. There are pros and cons to each harem. I think that each harem is to the image of the person. You know, Styx had these crazy eyes witches, literally, just all over him. And some, I would say, the woman who was blonde from Switzerland, I think, that was less of a witch, more of a normie-looking, conventionally beautiful witch, secret witch, if you will, still a witch in the heart, but less in the look. But that's exactly what Styx goes for, you know, so he gets what he deserves, he gets what he wants. And then Harry Sisson, they were just very youthful, very young, conventionally beautiful normies, really, which is what Harry Sisson is. So you end up getting a woman at your image, and woman probably self-select, you know, a witch may not go. I mean, there were a couple of witch-looking ones in the Harry Sisson harem, but it was so numerous that it's hard to stay pure when you go that broad. I guess my preference would be for the Harry Sisson harem because they had an appearance of being naive, young, and some of them kind of well-intended. Whereas the witches of Styx, they have red flags all over them. I would be extremely hesitant at going for that kind of woman. That must be quite some trouble to manage. And someone was asking in Twitter DM, Jeff, I know, blah, blah, blah. On your next show, I'm wondering if you can share your thoughts on how your followers can improve their chances of meeting a woman similar to the ones in the left video as opposed to the right. And in the left video, there was a wholesome, kitchen woman making a sandwich, and then on the right there were party girls, superficial party girls drinking Bud Light. He says, this is an incongruous of a juxtaposition as you will ever see, but unfortunately more and more Western women act like the detritus displayed in the video of the chicks lip singing to rap music. I don't know that you have the power to select that much. In the end, you're going to have to breed with what shows up. So as a man, you shouldn't concentrate that much on selection because you don't have the privilege of selection. You are in a world where there is too much sperm for the available eggs, and this will be like this forever. It will be like this forever because you can breed over 50 years. She can breed over, if you include all of the cultural blockheads, the birth pill, etc. She can really breed between 3 and 5 years in her life. So you got that much sperm trying to inseminate that many eggs. It's as simple as this. Not only this, you can breed with 100 different women during the span of 9 months, technically. and a woman can only breed with one man to make one baby in the span of 9 months. So take this compression ratio, zoom it in by 100x, and it gives you the idea of just how much competition there is for females versus males. People don't understand this because it's 50-50 in the end. There's 50% male, 50% females, but the reality is highly asymmetric for the two sexes. So first and foremost, to even be in the mood of selection is an error. Now, you can make a couple of things that will make you valuable enough so that you can afford attracting the kind of woman that is valuable. So how do you do this? Basically, you need to be stand up, be a moral pillar, be publicly known as a moral pillar, and build your value. So that is, instead of being in the mindset of I select my woman, be in the mindset of all I can do is improve myself so that a woman that is of a decent level can be interested in me. So, of course, if you want a woman who's centered on home life, you don't want to be in pot or in drugs or in criminality. You want to be an upstanding citizen. You want to be productive. You want so that when she goes for you, you are adding value to her life. And if you make yourself these things, you will be desirable for the right kind of woman. So it's more on yourself that you have to work than on your selection strategy. New Guy Prime says, valuable woman, don't like guys with no standards, though. Well, the standards, you can play them. I mean, you can, once you meet the right woman, you can explain to her how much she is, exactly what you wanted, and blah, blah, blah. But that is the courtship part. But in reality, most men don't get to choose. Even I, as a celebrity, many times in my life, I had to settle for what was there. And sometimes it was pretty fucking ugly, let me tell you. So sometimes also, you know, the pattern of reproduction, the structure of the dating market is not ready for you. Like when I was a young person with an upcoming book, I was nothing. There was nothing on the table. Like you can see now in hindsight that I had success, that I was able to not to become a mega rich man, but enough to be stable, successful, and to leave a trace in culture. Now, these things, when they stand in hindsight, you gain value. But it's weird because you gain value after having done them. So today I'm at 40 years old, and at 40 years old, it's much easier to find women of quality. But what could I do when I was 22, when I was 25? With nothing, no achievement, just a young man with a promising look in his eyes. That's worth nothing to women. So I had to breed with lesser women at the beginning. And my algorithm has always been the same. Is it better to have a baby with this ugly woman or no baby at all? Well, it's better to have babies with this ugly woman. Is it better to have babies with this delusional woman or not? It's better to have babies with this delusional woman. So true. Extreme, deep analysis and mathematics and calculation, I've come to the full insemination philosophy, which is whatever, if it looks like a woman, inseminate. Hey, Larry says, Marilyn Manson has had girlfriends and wives, yet no children. It is so sad, so sad. People who will leave this earth without children, I'm very sad for them. It's a stage of development in life, really, and you've not fully experienced life until you produce many babies. You have to reach that sweet spot of life where you are pulled in all directions, you have babies to feed, diapers to change, and you're completely tired, and you're basically... you're basically being drained into death of your energy. That is the sweet spot where you can die happy. You know, feeling that the world is complete, is just shit and diapers and smells and, okay, you want cereals, you want formula, here you go. You have to be in that situation once if you want to fully experience life. Nicholas Petris says, my quality and level have been wonky in recent times. Not tonight, though. Hello? Okay. Yeah. I have not specifically worked on changing anything tonight, but sometimes randomness will do it. Sometimes just the levels self-adjust, the electrical static builds up, and you get that old school sound. Trump wire plans leaked in Signal Group to a journalist. So we're supposed to believe that this is a great journalistic story by The Atlantic, where The Atlantic titles, the war plans of Trump have been leaked to me on Signal. And it's like he was invited in that group. And what we see is basically the discussion that has happened just before the strike onto the Houthis of Yemen. Pete Egg said, if you think we should do it, let's go. I just hate bailing Europe out again. Let's just make sure our messaging is tight here. If there are things we can do up front to minimize risk to Saudi oil facilities, we should do it. PTXX said, I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. It's pathetic. But Mike is correct. We are the only ones on the planet, on our side of the ledger, who can do this. Nobody else even close. Question is timing. I feel like now is as good a time as any, given POTUS directive to reopen shipping lanes. I think we should go, but POTUS still retains 24 hours of decision space. As I heard, the president was clear, green light, but we soon make clear to Egypt and Europe what we expect in return. We also need to figure out to enforce such a requirement. For instance, if Europe doesn't remunerate, then what? If the US successfully restores freedom of navigation at great cost, there needs to be some further economic gain extracted in return. I agree. Those were discussions that were happening publicly. And it's like, OTPC small group. I can't believe that human beings were killed as a result of a encoded discussion in Signal. Excellent. A good start. Punch. America. Fire. It's like, can you imagine the people who have programmed these emojis? Like, literally, these emojis are now being used as words of war. Let's go! Let's kill these people! Fire! America! Fuck yeah! Good job, Pete and your team. The team in Mal did a great job as well. Great work, all. Powerful start. So they were celebrating, apparently, the first series of strikes that has worked. And we're supposed first... I mean, I don't even... I'm not even sure that this is a leak. It is a journalist that was in a small group, and they've decided to say these things in front of this small group. It would be fine if a journalist was in there to provide transparency to the decision making. Now the journalist wants to brag, oh, this is a matter of national security issue. The journalist, by the way, is named Goldberg. You can't make this up. So, yeah, Goldberg, we invited you to be kind to you and show you some transparency of our decision-making, but if you're going to go with these titles in The Atlantic, maybe you're not going to get invited anymore. You know, it's... And so first, I think that there were some words in this exchange where J.D. Vance was kind of... on the back burner of this strike ID. He was at first arguing to Trump that Well, I don't think it's consistent with our messaging. We are messaging for peace, and at the same time, we would be striking, etc. And we'd be striking for free, basically. So JD Vance may very well have organized this supposed leaks to look like the one in the team that is the less warmongering. And the reason he would want this is to win a presidential race 4 years down the line. Because if he can convince the American people that he is not the war candidate, he might get a shot at replacing Trump in 4 years. And perhaps he is the Trojan horse. Perhaps he is the man being pushed as a secret warmonger by forces of the military-industrial complex to eventually start the Iran war if Trump doesn't do it. Because let us understand this leak in the greater context. Trump, there were assassination attempts against Trump. There were assassination attempts that look like these assassination attempts were about Trump not being enough of a warmonger. These assassination attempts were organized in a way that J.D. Vance would replace Trump. J.D. Vance, therefore, is probably the desired candidate of the elite. Probably Trump is a middle ground negotiation that we get between all sorts of interested parties in America. The military-industrial complex, the Jews, the whites. And it's like Trump is this bizarre organizer of a magical deal between all of these entities that hate each other at times. I mean, if you look at the anti-Zionist commentariat on social media versus the military-industrial complex, those are very opposite sets of interest. And yet, Trump is the kind of gatherer of this loose contract that can only fail long term. It can only fail, and something tells me that the Jewish side, that the warmongering side, will win this. If they don't win it under Trump, they will win it under J.D. Vance. So when I see these leaks that are supposed to make our vice president look like a non-warmongering, putting the brakes on the attacks onto Yemen, I'm afraid that what we're looking at is a spectacle here. And I'm afraid that this is not a leak. This was organized on Signal with a private group, intentionally including only one journalist, so that it could look like a leak. Let us remind ourselves that we don't have an official statement by any of the people involved in creating the Signal group that this was unintentional. So people are assuming it's unintentional. I wouldn't assume that at all. I think it was intentional, and I think if there's a set of dark interest here, it is the J.D. Vance making Pete Hegseth look like the bulldog that he is. Anyways, you know, Pete Hegseth is just a tattooed thug. You know, not particularly someone I would expect to want peace. And so J.D. Vance frames himself here as the least worse of the warmongers. And he can eventually use this later down the line to gain confidence of the American people, when in fact he is probably secretly the most connected to intelligence interests that would want war. But yet the public J.D. Vance seems like an intellectual interested in freedom and Europe and, you know, changing Europe, changing the relationship between America and Europe. So I would say don't fall for it, and be careful with these leaks. As far as the use of Signals goes, I think Signal is not a security threat for America. Signal is a good platform. Signal is an end-to-end encrypted platform with self-destruction of messages. Other than homemade software, I think Signal is the best option for truly private communication. But then again, if you invite the journalists in your group, is this a leak? Is this a dysfunction of security measures? Well, no, it's just, he got invited, so he was there. So the software worked as intended, and Signal is my personal communication platform of choice for sensitive communications and things that I want deleted eventually. You can set it so that it deletes a day later or a week later. I saw in their setting that they were set for 4 weeks later deletion. That's the default of Signal. 4 week auto destruction with end-to-end encryption. It's a very good software. And I think in terms of being ready to use and deploying immediate end-to-end encryption without you having to set up anything special, I think it's the best platform. The rooster saved the N from the hawk. So here we have a hawk coming into the rooster, the coop. The rooster will initially seek cover, but his female partner will fail to seek cover. See, the rooster saw the hawk arrive and assumed that he would be followed by the female, but the female wasn't quick enough. And now we have... Now the hawk is threatening the viability of the reproductive cycle of the rooster, so the rooster goes at the hawk. Boom, in the end, you're a hawk, you're dangerous and all, but if you face a true hate, even the rooster can outcompete you. Look at how small this hawk is. And there you go, the female has been saved. New Guy Prime says, don't fight the inseminator. New Guy Prime was asking, is this reporter / news source in any way associated with Thiel? Well, it's not the Atlantic, the Goldberg journalist. He's not on the regular roster of Thiel, but you have to be careful with this because, of course, Thiel, if he wants a news out, and if he arranges for a news out to come about J.D. Vance in that direction, he's not going to do it through Bronze Age Pervert, you know? Bronze Age Pervert exclusive. I was added to the Signal. No, so I think there was a manipulation here that is much more subtle, which is, let's invite this journalist, even if he's not on our roster. Like, it's a random journalist. Even you would want a kind of leftist journalist or a journalist that Trump kind of hates. And it's exactly what they got in The Atlantic, because the reaction of Trump was to say, oh, well, I don't know anything about this leak, but I don't like The Atlantic. I think it's a failing magazine. And it's like exactly who you would want there. Someone precisely not associated with Thiel, not associated with the J.D. Vance line. But of course, if you invite any journalist, whether they're leftist or right wing, they will have to play the game with you because they have an exclusive. Now, when a journalist has an exclusive and they went at it as if it was an important story, it's like, oh, God, we can create a story with this that no one else can create. That is gold in journalistic terms. So they gave gold. They gave gold knowing that it was going to be used. You don't even need to control the journalist to get this done. Former UFC fighter Ken Velasquez sentenced to 5 years in prison for hunting down and firing at a man who allegedly molested his 4-year-old son at a daycare. This is fucking frustrating. The state is interfering with the punishment of pedophiles. Here, Velasquez took justice in his own hands. He was on video pursuing the pedo and shooting at him.
The MMA legend Cain Velasquez chasing after the man he allegedly shot. You can see the black SUV chasing that truck. Inside the truck was a man accused of molesting a family member of Velasquez.
This is exclusive video captured on a cell phone camera showing what appears to be Velasquez chasing after the vehicle, which seems to show bullet holes and dents on it. According to court documents, Velasquez rammed the vehicle with his own truck, then while driving, fired a gun aiming at this man, Harry Gallart.
And it's so frustrating because the state at this point is giving such low punishment that Ken Velasquez may end up spending more time in jail for the assault than the actual sexual assault of a young 4-year-old boy. Unbelievable. All right, so that was the reaction of Trump to the supposed leak. He was not aware, he says.
The reaction to the story in The Atlantic that said that some of your top cabinet officials and aides had been discussing very sensitive material through Signal, and it included an Atlantic reporter for that. What is your response to that?
I don't know anything about it. I'm not a big fan of The Atlantic. To me, it's a magazine that's going out of business. I think it's not much of a magazine, but I know nothing about it. You're saying that they had what?
They were using Signal to coordinate on sensitive.
I love that the journalist is telling Trump they were using Signal. Is that supposed to mean anything to Trump? They were using signals? Pete Exec was like, let's strike Yemen. What kind of signals were they using?
Having to do with what? Having to do with what? What were they talking about?
With the Houthis.
The Houthis? You mean the attack on the Houthis?
Right.
Well, it couldn't have been very effective because the attack was very effective, I can tell.
So Trump here is saying, well, whatever happened in terms of leaking, we were successful in striking Yemen. So it seems that the journalists kept this information until the strikes would have happened to eventually pull them as a news story. So we don't know that this was leaked to anyone else than the journalist himself. It seems that Goldberg might have been tempted to speculate on the market. I don't know. Tell his wife, sell this, buy this. But it was such a minor strike in the end that I don't know if there were ways in which this advanced knowledge of the strike could have helped in any way. Elon Musk, estranged transgender son, appears on the cover of popular teenagers magazine Teen Vogue to promote transgenderism. Vivian Wilson, who identifies as a woman, told the magazine that his dream life is to appear on a reality show to represent the queer and trans community. During the interview, the 20-year-old also bashed the Trump administration, claiming it has been a wrecking ball to the trans and illegal migrant community. Obviously, it's not just trans people that are affected by the current administration. It's marginalized groups such as undocumented immigrants and people of color. I'm really trying to do more advocacy on that front, since the current administration has kind of been like a wrecking ball in that regard. Oh my God, Vivian Wilson, a very busy leftist working against the work of his father.
Could you give us some of your political beliefs?
Kill everyone now. Condone first-degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit. Filth are my politics. Filth is my life. Take whatever you like.
Yeah. Could you give us some of your political beliefs?
Kill everyone now. Condone first-degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit. Filth are my politics. Filth is my life. Take whatever you like.
You're never gonna see a woman do this shit. This is how you know that this transition isn't working. A woman will never do this. A woman has way too many blockheads. Even a woman trying to look fabulous and making eccentric gesture would be more restrained. Look at how the eccentricity of the supposedly feminine movement is actually overdone.
Could you give us some of your political beliefs?
Kill everyone now.
look at the hatred in the face. Like, he's trying to make a joke here and trying to imitate the TikTok pre-recorded audio or whatever. But he's overdoing it in a male way.
Condone first-degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit. Filth are my politics. Filth is my life. Take whatever you like.
Even the audio is actually... the audio is more respectable and more feminine than the attempt at overdoing it by a male. Very sad, the life of this son of Elon Musk who became Vivian Wilson. Another sad event in the dating sphere, the romance between Vanessa Trump. So that's Don Jr.'s ex-wife. So we were talking about the K limit, and my girlfriend informed me that K Trump is not called K Trump. It's Kai Trump. I didn't know that at all. So I thought it was K Trump. So it is Kai Trump. Kai Trump is the daughter of this girl. This girl is 47 years old. And look at this, how she has worked through surgery and makeup and maintenance of her appearance to look still like somewhat of a young adult. It's fascinating, the effort that was deployed here to remain this kind of young body, young face, young looking face. She is 47 years old. So in this case, this is not a case that will frustrate Trump, because this woman is not genetically related to Trump. She has stolen her Trump label. She has stolen the Trump brand through marriage. She renamed herself Trump under the marriage with Donald Trump Jr. This girl apparently has been a groupie of bad guys all around the world for so many years. Before Donald Trump Jr., she dated a Saudi prince of some sort, then dated a gangster. So she goes, she likes the guy who is involved in some degree of bad, but also who is rich. And it seems that she has selected Don Jr. as her reproductive, as a father-like behavior, as a father-like figure. Because she went for all these tough guys, but never gave them babies. Then she went for Don Jr. and had 5 babies with him. So that's when, you know, you've been father zoned. You know, we talk very often of friend zoned, but there is such a thing as father zoned for women of the streets. I've been father zoned before. You know, these women, they want an exciting life. They want danger. They basically want to potentially die on an everyday basis. So they want that life of risk, but they also know that it's not a perfect life for children, and it would be good to have someone stable enough to care for their children. And so you get father zoned. You get a woman who's truly not in love with you, who's not that much sexually into you, because she keeps thinking about these hard sex parties that she wants to go at. That is the state of this woman. She selected Don Jr. and eventually she got the divorce from Don Jr. After using him as a father-zoned man. Now, what is my attitude about father-zoning? I don't think it's dramatic. It's okay. It's much less worse than being friend-zoned. Friend-zoned is bad. Now, if you're father-zoned, what that gives you is you're going to have the free production of babies for a while, and then your wife will disappear. She will absolutely disappear. She will not come back. And in fact, people may start asking, where the heck is your wife? And you'll be like, I don't know. I got father-zoned. But since she produces the babies, of course, it doesn't lead to a two-parent family. The woman will be crazy and will go back to the street at some point, or will go on to date players like Tiger Woods. But let her go and you have a family, a single father family, which is still better than having no family at all. So in the end, she ends up with Tiger Woods, who has been betraying his previous wife. He said with 120 different young women, including a server at the IHOP, the International House of Pancake. You know, Tiger Woods, as a black man, should normally eat at Waffle House, but because he is half Filipinos, he tends to go for the higher grade International House of Pancake. And yeah, so after this kind of addiction to sex, and I remember he was telling us that he was trying to improve and he was trying to fix this addiction to sex, but now he got scooped by Vanessa Trump, a true predator of the domain, you know? I mean, she honed in on him. Is there ultimately a relationship between the fact that Vanessa Trump is the mother of Kai Trump? Kai Trump is a golfer. Tiger Woods is a golfer. Was this some sort of, like, you know, let me show you how to golf. Let me show you. And, you know, friction between the sexual organs probably happened at that moment. We've also had Ivanka. Ivanka came out recently with a bizarre video of her doing jujitsu with her coach, her jujitsu coach. And it's like, I don't know what she was trying to signal with this. But there is this saying on the internet, your wife isn't doing jujitsu courses. There is literally a saying on the internet that if your wife is at with her jujitsu course, jujitsu trainer, she is not learning jujitsu. She is getting fucked by him. Because, of course, jujitsu is all about friction of the bodies, wrestling, and, of course, if it happens between a man and a woman, it leads to sex. Nicholas Petris says, makes me sick to my stomach. So I don't know what was Ivanka trying to signal here, because she publishes a video saying, oh, I've been learning about jujitsu. And she takes this guy who obviously she could not throw normally if he was resisting. But because he lets himself go, she just takes him and slams him on the ground. What is the status of Ivanka? Is she married or is she divorced? I don't know. But something with this video was not okay. She was signaling something, because it's a fucking meme. When your wife goes to jujitsu courses, she is not learning jujitsu. That is something to remember. A huge reason so many women are single in their 30s is because men wasted their time in their 20s. I know so many women that wanted to get married in their early/mid-20s, but the guy they dated kept putting off marriage, only to break up, meet a new guy, and have the same thing happen, wasting more years. Men children, afraid of commitment, are just as much a problem as girl boss feminists are, and we need to acknowledge it. I'm not sure this captured the problem here, because I remember being a young man and being in my 20s, and I wasn't particularly fast. I should have been more. That's why I tell all of you guys, inseminate, because I should have inseminated more. I regret. I could have inseminated more. My first wives, I was spending years with them, just thinking the right moment will come, and they were eventually divorcing from me. So it's like all wasted. I could have babies with these wives. Why did I let another guy inseminate them? I should have done it. But the problem of commitment for men in their 20s is as follows. The commitment means nothing for the female. So the man in his 20s is worried not so much about marriage, but about divorce. Because for most men, except me, except if you're a celebrity and you can rebound from a divorce, for most men, divorce is kind of a death sentence. It's kind of, okay, you've been used, you were at your peak, you're not at your peak anymore. And this secondary chance that you may have at dating after a divorce will go much worse than the first. So for a man, what he's afraid of is not marriage. Marriage would have been fantastic in my 20s, and I got married to many of these girls. But the problem is divorce. Once you have to reveal to the next wife that you've had one, two, three, four divorces, the eyes get bigger and bigger. In my experience, the crazy eyes of the female at this moment, it's like linear. It keeps growing and growing. I'd say after four, it goes back to normal. I don't know why. After four, it's like, okay, you've been through enough marriages that I'm not alarmed at it. But let me tell you, when you tell your wife, oh yeah, I've been married three times before you, she doesn't like it for some reason. So because of this death sentence, why would a man be incentivized at marriage in the 20s? I get no guarantee to see my kids. I get no guarantee that you'll be with me forever. I get nothing. All I get is I give, really. All I get is that something is taken from me. It's that I have obligations toward you. I must be, I must not be exploring other possibilities. I have monogamy. I'm locked with you for these years. And I have zero guarantee that you're going to stick to me. And I have zero guarantee that I'm even going to be able to parent my children. So change this, and you're going to get young guys wanting to marry. Jeff Younger was commenting, she's wrong. Young men are not avoiding marriage, but avoiding divorce and the life-destroying consequences for fathers and kids. Marriage reluctance is rational for men. By and large, fathers and their children shoulder most of the divorce risk, mothers the least. Exactly. Exactly right. So make divorce less common, or make it less costly for males, and make parental rights for fathers, and you're not going to get the problem. You're going to get men literally running to buy these women some ring and lock them in. If that provided just the guarantee that you'll actually be the father of your actual children with this woman, you would get, men would be lined up for marriage. California and its collapsing blue state Democrat model. While the media and the new Democrat Party grow hysterical over the Trump counter-revolution, they are missing some of the most revolutionary and insidious changes in American society of the last century. Rather, current Democrat Party radicalism, street theater, and violence were merely reflection of its own pre-existing cultural antipathy toward the middle class. So yes, the leftist states have created something unsustainable. They have generated hatred in their base. We see so much leftist terrorism, trans terrorism. We see Elon Musk's son transformed into a woman and saying that she's somehow standing with first-degree murder. I mean, this is radical. And it's like you've attracted all of the sewers of society to your states by making your city sanctuary cities and cities that welcome homeless people. It's not sustainable. You have attracted the worst of society to be in your state and to be dependent on your money. And that's why you have to tax so hard. Candace Owen says, this isn't just being done for policies. There are also bounties being put out on individuals like me and Tucker Carlson. People are being paid to attack certain people. None of this stuff is organic, which is why the talking points are the same. She was talking about the Coca-Cola campaign. This is so shameful. People like Jan Malchung, Clown World, Eric Doherty, today he has acknowledged that he was involved in the Coca-Cola campaign. It was all an ideological campaign meant at having these influencers stand against the RFK Jr. ban on cola purchases for SNAP recipients. So if you get these food stamps, you can no more use them to buy Diet Coke or Coca-Cola or whatever. So they started making arguments based on libertarianism, these sellouts. How much were they paid to make these arguments? They were all coming with the same argument, which is, I think we should let people free to decide what they eat. But wait a minute, everyone is free to decide what they eat. This is not about freedom, because we're talking about food stamps. We're talking about people who literally are dependent on the state to eat. Now, what these people do with the food stamp money is not subject to their personal freedom. It is literally the state saying, we're going to keep you alive with fake money that are food stamps. And food stamps is a whole thing in the U.S., We don't have this in Canada, but for those who are outside of the U.S., the food stamp thing is a bizarre system where they have these EBT cards, and it's special money. It's like Monopoly money that can convert into actual money only if you spend them at an approved grocery store, and the grocery stores, they are specialized in having a special treatment for this card. Because this card, you can't get a hotel with it. It's not like a credit card with money on it. It's Monopoly money on it that will convert into real money if you spend it at a grocery store just for food, though. So it's a food stamp. It's money that is reserved to buy food. And it comes from this kind of Puritan model of, we can't give cash to people because they're going to go buy drugs with it. It's interesting because in Canada, the welfare money comes in cash. And so technically the welfare money could be withdrawn and be applied to all sorts of purchases. D. Thomas says unmarried women can get Medicaid and food stamps. Yeah, and this is very bad because it literally incentivizes women to literally they're making a better living as single moms than they would under the care of a man. That really sucks because now you're into the monetary incentivization of single mom. That is something dramatic. We should abolish all of this. But anyways, what kind of self-disrespecting person can you be to accept money, to sell out your audience that you've built, that trust you because they like your stuff, and you take a talking point from a Coca-Cola company that ultimately wants to benefit because they sell a lot of their products to welfare recipients? Unbelievable. Russia and U.S. delegations are preparing to announce a joint statement. That was the news this afternoon. I don't know if we've seen anything yet from the administration. I haven't seen anything. Trump, any country that is buying Venezuelan oil slapped with 25% tariff. I'm so against this because you are creating a fictive market where the other sellers of oil will be advantaged. You are not letting Venezuela develop. And this is all on the excuse that America is not happy with who's managing Venezuela. It's too socialist for them, or it wasn't the America-backed candidate that won, and so they're pissed. And so they want to make it hard for Venezuela to develop. It sucks because it is an interference over sovereignty. It is a way to say, well, if you don't vote for the right people, we will punish you. So it's still America meddling into internal politics. Candace Owens has officially surpassed Ben Shapiro in monthly views since their fallout. This is so beautiful to see. Monthly views of Ben Shapiro down 26.5%. Candace Owens up 9.9% at 55 million views. This is so beautiful because we're seeing, I think it's the first time in my life that I'm seeing truly setting up a punishment for Jewish media, because Jewish media has always been self-advantage funded to the point where media companies couldn't advertise for any other ideology because they were receiving so much money from Jewish funding that everything had to be pro-Jewish. But for the first time, the free market here seems to operate, because in 2016-2017, we had a chance and our shows were becoming big. Warsky Live was big, big, big. The public space was somewhat acceptably big, but not as big as Warsky Live. But clearly, we had the free market winning for anti-Zionism. And, of course, they engineered a defeat there. They made these fake rules and they applied them with double standard. They basically targeted us for shadow banning and banning. So they made our job impossible, but somehow Candace Owens has successfully slipped under the rug of the current YouTube TOS, and she is, at this point, more popular than Ben Shapiro. That is so beautiful to see, because it will encourage future creators to think twice about selling your soul to Jewish agents, because you don't need the Daily Wire. You can rise. If you're anyhow worth listening to, there is place for you on the free market of the internet. So that is the message I want to tell the next generation. You'll be much more proud of the viewers you have acquired if you take the free route than if you make it a kind of a system acquisition of fake followers. These people will abandon you as soon as the funding dries up for their bot farms and all. D. Thomas says the IMF's latest forecast in April put that break-even figure at 96.20. So you're saying that the Venezuela tariffs help keep the price of oil up? Of course it does. Any intervention with legitimate competition always does. Very interesting. Surya Loka says the ethnic influencers are indeed changing, JF. Now it's more about integrity / allegiance and less about ethnicity. Yes, I agree. I guess, yes. The U.S. consumer is melting down. Here's why. The U.S. consumer, especially the lower income cohort, is now fully tapped out. Share of active accounts making the minimum payments, so that is credit card accounts. When Biden came in, people were not making their minimum payments, started making the minimum payment as Biden came out, transition into delinquency, so people not reimbursing the loan at all. Went down in 2022, but that was the student loan. That was Biden artificially paying all these loans out. Okay. Yeah, so it seems that the Biden years were truly reshaping the world of credit. See, there was a big down on all sorts of delinquency. But was it because Biden was throwing in artificial money into the system? That is the question that is asked by this other article. Ed Dowd fears a short but deep recession coming as Doge exposes mind-shocking fraud that propped up Biden's economy. I've been wondering about this for many weeks now, because Biden was putting in so much fake money into the economy that certainly this had to have a boosting effect. Certainly a delusionary one, but money was flowing, and so everyone was happy probably because they were getting that money one way or another. If you work at McDonald's, even if it's fraudulent money that makes it through USA and pays this woman to do nothing as a bureaucrat in some government building, that woman eventually eats at McDonald's and the money ends up in your pocket. But if you start going after the fraud, you may disbalance the economy because everyone has come to expect this influx. And so people are going to start seeing a diminishment of consumer consumption. People are going to start seeing the drying up of their income stream. So I don't know. I'm not saying we shouldn't run after fraud. I'm saying fraud should not have been there in the first place because it injects all these artificial energies in the economy. Suddenly you have someone building a restaurant because there's demand in that place. I'm selling enough meals, I can open a restaurant. Now remove that fraud. The restaurant doesn't sell enough meals anymore, cannot make it. So we're fooling the whole of the economy when we let these Democrats just take power over 4 years. Sharia Loka says, that was short and sweet answer from JF. Yes, very wholesome, my answer to you, but I don't have anything to add or say. So thank you for being here tonight. I don't have much else to say. Perhaps we could plan the Patreon hangout. I know I'm a little late this month for the Patreon hangout. Let's do it on the 28th. Patreon hangout and Subscribestar hangout. Let's do it at maybe 7 p.m. Eastern time instead of the regular show. I've been pretty busy in my life. So perhaps if I mix, instead of doing the regular show on the 28th, we can have a old private show for the night. So Friday, if you want to join the private hangout, join the Patreon at the $20 level or the Subscribestar, and help the show keep going with a monthly donation. And you can join us to ask me anything you'd like. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, what has Sargon been up to? It appears that he has gone through considerable intellectual development, but his Lotus Eaters group is under purview. Yeah, I don't know what's happening currently with Sargon. My last news about him is he had converted to helping the Lotus Eaters as a host there, but eventually he left Lotus Eaters. So I don't know what he's doing now. Does he have a regular show? I don't know. He blocked me on Twitter. He blocked me for making a little joke about the soy father. And it wasn't it was meant in an endearing way. Like, I was like, the soy father, Sargon of Akkad. It was meant in a loving way. And it wasn't even meant to tickle him. Or I was thinking, like back in the days, people were referring to him as the soy father. And he blocked me on Twitter. So I don't know. You're going to have to check him out, check his Twitter out, and let me know where he's at. Those are the OJs of the internet. I'm so sad because at the beginning of the live streaming, we were all friends. We were all seeing each other on live streams, joining each other's live streams. But now everyone is disconnected, and it's like circle jerks of self-referential friends inviting friends, Jews inviting Jews. And I remember I kind of made the split. Me and CRP, when we came onto the scene, people started being on the defensive. Like, our rise on YouTube was concurrent and concomitant to this whole detachment of the YouTube community and everyone thinking for themselves and working for themselves and everyone having their live stream channels. D. Thomas says he was on Lotus Eaters today, talking about brownies having machete fights in London. Oh, well, you know, we told you so, Sargon.